Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. I remember like it was yesterday. It was the day the Lord gave me three powerful words. He simply said to me, the missing ingredient. I had just sat down to begin my daily Bible reading when the Lord directed me to 1 Thessalonians 5:11.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11 in the New International Version. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
Honey, as I reread that verse, God stirred three words in my spirit. Once again, the missing ingredient. I asked the Lord what he meant, and here's what he said to me. Encouraging others in the Word is the missing ingredient to success and prosperity. He went on to say that many of his children who want to prosper have the wrong focus. Instead of keeping their eyes on him and those he wants to bless, they focus on themselves and their own needs.
Really ought to let that sink in. Why don't you repeat that? Instead of
keeping their eyes on him and those he wants to bless, they focus on themselves and their own needs. And when I went over it again, I was stirred to read it, that 1 Thessalonians 5:11 in the Message Bible.
The Message Bible says it this way: build up hope, so you'll be all together in this. No one left out. No one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it.
Wow. He immediately and specifically drew my attention to the phrase, no one left out, no one left behind. Now, I'm not saying that we don't encourage one another as friends and fellow believers. But all too often, well, it's either convenient or sometimes even a, if you will, self-serving encouragement. Have you ever told someone they look nice just so they would think good thoughts towards you? Now, I realize perhaps a few of you on the call today are probably saying to yourself, or maybe many, saying to yourself, no, I'd never do that. Have you ever had a spouse or friend who asked you how they looked? Did you always tell the truth? Or were you just being nice to make them feel good or avoid conflict or both? Have you ever read something that a friend wrote, whether it was a poem, an article, and you told them it was good when in fact it wasn't? Have you ever complimented someone at work just so they would like and appreciate you more? Have you ever, as the saying goes, flattered your teacher or boss? Now, let me point out real quick, there's a major difference between flattery and encouragement.
First, it's very clear how God feels about flattery, because it's said in Job 32, verse 22, in the New Living Translation. Job 32, verse 22 says, "For if I tried flattery, my Creator would soon destroy me." And second, Jesus didn't like flattery, especially from those religious folks. In Mark 11, verse 43 in the Message Bible, it says, "You're hopeless, you Pharisees, frauds. You love sitting at the head table at church dinners, love preening yourselves in the radiance of public flattery. Frauds, you're just like unmarked graves. People walk over nice, grassy surface, never suspecting the rot and corruption that is 6 feet under." Wow.
That is an amazing description, I think, honey.
It is.
You know, the word says that people who often use flattery often have ulterior motives. 1 Thessalonians 2:5, New Living Translation. Never once did we try to win you with flattery, as you well know. And God is our witness that we were not pretending to be your friends just to get your money. Again, that's 1 Thessalonians 2:5, New Living Translation.
You know, if you carefully read Proverbs 7 and substitute the word debt for prostitute, you will soon see that this analogy shows rather clearly how much the world will do to lure unsuspecting believers into their tangled web of debt and bondage. Let me give you an example. Proverbs 7, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery.
You know, the world of commercials appeal to our sensual nature because they try to seduce believers and others with enticing offers. They use inviting words to make people think their products will give them the lifestyle of the rich and famous. But let's astray. Let's get back to the missing ingredient. According to dictionary.com, the word flattery is defined as a flattering compliment or speech, excessive, insincere praise. The missing ingredient is not flattering, but encouragement. According to Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, the word encouragement is defined as the act of encouraging, incitement to action or to practice, that which serves to incite, support, promote, or advance as favor, countenance, reward, incentive, increase of confidence. Here are 11 scriptural facts about encouragement. That the best place to find your own personal source of encouragement is in the Word of God.
Romans 15, verse 4 in the New Living Translation says, such things were written in the scripture long ago to teach us. And the scripture gives us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled.
Number one, scriptural fact about encouragement. Number one, we have a scriptural responsibility to encourage one another. 1 Thessalonians 2:11, Classic Amplified Bible. For you know how, as a father dealing with his children, we used to exhort each of them personally, stimulating and encouraging and charging you.
Number two, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Always leads to personal and church growth. In Acts 9:31 in the New Living Translation, it says, the church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers.
Hallelujah. Number three, during times of great persecution, the elders of the church understood the need for encouragement of the people. Acts 13:15, New Living Translation. After the usual readings from the book of Moses and the prophets, those in charge of the service sent them this message. Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, come and give it.
Number four, any time believers are together, they should be encouraging themselves in the word and their faith. Romans 15:32, New Living Translation. Then by the will of God, I will be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other.
Number five, everything you speak should be for the spiritual progress and encouragement of others. Ephesians 4:29, New Living Translation. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful. Here it comes. So that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Number six, always be ready to give encouragement in the Lord. In Philemon 1:20, it says, yes, my brother, please do me this favor for the Lord's sake. give me this encouragement in Christ.
Number 7, everywhere you go, everyone you speak with, always bring an encouraging word from the Lord. Acts chapter 20, verse 1. Acts 20, verse 1 in the Message Bible. With things back to normal, Paul called the disciples together and encouraged them to keep up the good work in Ephesus. Then saying his goodbyes, he left Macedonia, traveling through the country, passing from one gathering to another. He gave constant encouragement, lifting their spirits and charging them with fresh hope.
Number 8, regardless of what you're facing, an encouraging word can make a huge difference. Proverbs 12, verse 25. Proverbs 12, 25 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but an encouraging word makes it glad.
Number 9, people who encourage others are blessed and appreciated. People who bless and encourage others, well, they're blessed and appreciated. 1 Corinthians 16:18. They have been a wonderful encouragement to me, as they've been to you. You must show your appreciation to all who serve so well. And I know you love stories about King David.
Yes, indeed.
Won't you share 1 Samuel 30, verse 6?
In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it said, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David and his men had returned home from battle to find their families had been kidnapped, their valuables stolen, and everything else burned to the ground. Needless to say, he was not having a good day. But then things went from bad to worse. His men were now talking of stoning him to death. For there to exist that kind of anger against David, their leader, you know, things had gotten in pretty bad shape. In the midst of such adversity and personal grief, David knew there was only one thing he could do. One thing would lift him up and things would be better. One thing to sharpen his perspective. One thing to bring victory in a desperate, distressing, and depressing situation. He knew he had to encourage himself in the Lord by speaking what he knew to be true, that God promised.
You know, when you feel like you're going through hell, the only source of peace and deliverance is through encouraging yourself in the Lord. Because he's the only one who can turn things around. Just like that. So here's the question. When was the last time you encouraged yourself? What's the best way to encouraging yourself? Now, reading the right books is important. Making the right confessions, very helpful. Memorizing the right quotations will stir your faith. That's very good. Listening to the right CDs and MP3s will empower you. But here's the question. When was the last time someone encouraged you? How did you feel? Did it make you happy? When was the last time you encouraged someone else? How did that make you feel? Did it make you feel happy? Listen, don't let missing ingredients short-circuit your destiny. Now, we've done 9. You said some of you are already saying, well, Harold, you said there were 11. Well, number 10 is for you to listen to this broadcast again. And number 11 is to write down each of these 9 points that we gave with you. That way you get it down inside of you. The missing ingredient, encouragement, and the scripture says that we're to do that every day. Every day. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, if you've been blessed by the teaching, up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning, at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
and keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.